I know you really can't control it, but the level of frustration when you look and you see, you know, three projected starters, at least on the side yesterday.
Yeah.
How frustrating.
You know, I don't think it's frustrating. I probably have my feelings probably go towards those guys, because I believe they want to be out there, you know, and then they can't be out there for various reasons because, you know, they're injured. So, that you know, my feelings of whatever I have is really for those guys, that they want to be out there and get better. Now, as a group, you know, we need them out there to get better. But, you know, there's some things as a coach that you can control. There's some things you can't control. And the one thing that I always want to stay focused is, as a coach, is do the best job with what we have to work with and what I can control. And that's the players that are out there practicing at the moment.
But still, you can't build continuity when you have guys coming in and out. I mean, so how do you kind of comb that over, if you comb it over?
Well, you try to do it with the things that those guys can do, whether it's walkthroughs in the meetings, you know, to try to keep that continuity. You're not getting 100%, as you mentioned. You just get the best of what you can do, whether it's sitting in a chair and talking about things and letting them call things out in the meeting rooms. You know, we try to keep that exercise going each and every day.
Where do you stand there at right tackle at this point? So, you know, the other day you rotated Newhouse and Schwartz.
You know, we just want to make sure that we get, you know, guys working at various positions, because if, you know, if something else happens at a position, you know, you want to be able to say, okay, we're going to do this, all right? So we're going to let guys work at positions and kind of see how they do. And one of them was Jeff at that time. Now, he's not totally healthy right now, so him to go out there and for Marshall really is not the best indication that we can get at this point, but we'll continue to work with that. So right now, Marshall Newhouse is the starting right tackle. And then, you know, we'll have other options. You know, I think when you more competition you can develop, and that's what we're trying to do as a New York Giant offensive line, okay, all right, which we're going to also, you know, get a starting five and then always have competition right nipping at their heels. I know we've used the term here, the next guy up, but really what that means is you're ready to take over. Okay, because you're pushing a starter.
Prior to the injury starting, Justin and Weston spoke about being tougher, being like the 2008 line. Are you seeing that from them yet?
Yeah, I am. I'm seeing that. You know, and you can't, you know, you really, we have a saying in an offensive line room, and I'll share it with you. We talk with our pads. And, you know, I know they're sharing that with you. I heard that before, and that's fine. But, you know, it's not going to get done just verbally talking about. You have to do it with pads. But one thing I've seen each and every day by these guys is they are coming off the ball better with their pads. We always have to work on our leverage on their pads, right? And if we continue to progress like that, all right, we're going to be a good offensive line. We're talented enough, okay? You know, sometimes we question that, but, you know, we're talented enough. Now, whether or not we do it, I'm part of that equation also as a coach.
How's Brandon Mosley coming along? I see him working into the middle.
You know, he's out there at tackle now. We're trying to keep him in one spot. We moved him in, worked a couple reps at the guard position, and it's a little bit different out there at tackle in terms of the pass protection. So he's getting a feel for that with his technique. He has some work to do.
What do these practices at this time of year, what do they mean, especially for Flowers, as he's trying to get up to speed?
Well, it's critical. It is. I mean, it's nothing that you take lightly with a young player, okay? The only guys that you would actually kind of as a coach breathe okay with is a guy that's a veteran, the guy that's played year after year after year. But a young player needs every snap that he can get. So, you know, my job is when he's not in there, in particular in our jog-throughs at night, our walk-throughs, is that he's right beside me and he's telling me his assignment, so he's getting mental reps. Mental reps is not going to get the job done. You have to get out there and physically do it. And obviously right now he can't physically do it, so we're going to do whatever we can to keep getting him ready to play.
Do you have a sense of when you'll get Flowers in Richburg?
No, I don't. I think Ronnie can answer that. If you ask me, I'd say I have my fingers crossed for today, but that's asking me. But I have no idea. I mean, you're hoping that the guys get back sooner than later. But when you get them back, you don't want them to reoccur. And, you know, Eric's a little different now. Eric wants to, he's chomping at the bit. He's in my ear, and I said, listen, you know, you got to understand that, you know, we have the best training staff in the world. And I said, they're going to put you out there when you're ready so you don't re-injure. It's no good to get out there and then go back to square one. Now, So he's missing some time now, but the objective is when he gets out there, all right, he's not looking back. He's going straight ahead. So when that is, I really couldn't tell you.
Prior to his injury, how was he coming along in his pass protection, Eric?
He's progressing. You know, he really is. And any young player, and when I say a young player, I mean that goes up to, you know, Justin Pugh's still a young player. He's going in his third year. You know, your technique flaws are going to be exposed, in particular pass protection when it's third down, when everybody, you know, in the stadium knows you're going to throw the ball. Now you got to be able to execute that. That takes some time. Now you can, as demeanor and offensive lineman, if you have the grit, if you have the desire, if you have the finish, if you're physical, you know, those things, all right, will help you tremendously until you're able to get that technique down. How do you get that technique down? Is by repetitions, okay, and it takes time. Go ahead.
How important is the preseason game? Make sure he gets into the preseason game.
If he's healthy, very important. If he's healthy, very important. He needs to get in there and he needs to play as many plays that he possibly can, okay, you know, so we can get an evaluation. Again, the evaluation with all of our players, okay, is for us, number one, as coaches, is when the next day we go back to practice, how can we help them in the NFL? How can we help them get better? That's what I look at first. If it's a mental error, you know, you look at yourself as a coach and say, you know, I did not, okay, or I wasn't able to get across that assignment, so I have to do a better job. It's a technique error. What it is, we have to go back and keep working that technique. But preseason games are very important for us.
Pat, do you see Justin, is he competing for a left tackle spot right now?
You know, Justin Pugh, you take an example, Justin is each and every play, okay, he is competing to win his run block and pass protection, whether it's left guard or left tackle. The mindset that I would like our offensive linemen to have is whatever position you're playing, okay, play, all right, your technique the best you can, all right? Don't worry about him playing left tackle, okay? Left tackle and left guard, how much different are they? Not much. All right, I mean, your defensive end is going to get wider than the three technique that you're blocking, but it still starts out with the same type of technique. So I believe that he's working hard on his technique, and he, like I just mentioned, I mean, he still has something, he has a ways to go with it, but he's progressing each day.
So you don't feel like he needs to get those left guard reps, like he's sort of almost getting them at left tackle?
Well, if you had to, you'd like that if you had the perfect world. But right now, okay, what he's getting work at is, for example, he's at left tackle. We're running the play to his side. He's going to reach block again. Well, if he's a left guard, that guy's going to be a little bit tighter, bigger, okay, because of position, all right? But his technique initially is going to be the same. So what I tell him is when you're coming off the ball, okay, visualize that guy's 330 pounds you're blocking. Okay, bring your hips, bring your knees behind, keep your hips behind your shoulders, all those type of things that maybe bores most of us but excites me, okay, as an offensive line coach.
I'm sorry if you've been asked about this, but were you aware of the tweets by Sean O'Hara kind of questioning the toughness of offensive line?
I don't have one of those accounts. I don't even know if I could pronounce it, but no, I can't say it. I don't, you know, I'm not going to stand before you and say I don't read your articles, because I do when I have time. But when I come in the morning, and whatever time it is right now, whatever day it is, I haven't done that, no.
Did you hear about it, though?
What do you?
He said, basically saying, questioning the toughness, saying with three of the offensive linemen being out, and you had coming off a day off, basically.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's you know, and that's one man's opinion, you know, from that standpoint. And when you get into the inner circles and really into our organization and all the discussion we have with, you know, with Coach Coughlin each and every day, from head coach to an assistant coach, you know, I don't question the toughness, because I know and I understand what they're going through. Now, you know, I don't know what Sean's saying, but maybe he's saying, hey, listen, you know, sometimes if you have a little bit of a you know, soreness, you have to play through it. But that's different. These guys don't have that. They have an injury, and that's why they're not practicing. One thing in training camp that, you know, I know that Sean is in the back of his mind, because we've always talked about it in our room with all those guys, is that, you know, you have to develop, you know, the calluses on your hands. You have to develop the soreness with the pads. The neck's going to be a little bit stiff and all those things as it's going to become playing this game that they love, okay, to play. If they don't love to play it, okay, all right, we're missing the boat there somewhere. But you know, that's what you have to be able to, you know, you do have to work through some hurts, some pains. You do. The injuries, that's totally different. That's controlled by the, so, you know, whatever the opinion is, mine is if they're injured and it hurts, my job to make sure they get the mental reps.
He's here, he's around here a lot, though. I mean, how much is he in the guy's ears in regards to, you know?
That's a great question. You know, I think all those guys, first of all, whether it's Sean or Richie or Chris, okay, they love the New York Giants. I mean, you guys have heard it before. Is once a Giant, all is a Giant. And those guys will, and they're going to do anything they can to help this organization, whether it's with the players or outside talking to the fans or whatever it is. So I'm sure they're going to, the one thing I've always, as a coach, told the younger guys is reach out to the veterans, watch them, absorb everything you can. Okay, see what kind of passion they have, because the true veterans have been through it. Okay, now whether or not the veterans, are they going to reach out to the retired guys, you know, possibly, you know, from that standpoint.
Pat, you've always said you like to mix and match so everybody can play every position.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of training camp, are you going to take the guys who graded the five highest and say, these are my best five linemen, I'll figure out where I'm going to put them?
Well, you hope by that time you have figured it out as a staff where you're going to play them. But, you know, as you're referring to, you really have an opportunity to run block and pass protection. The center position is different because you're snapping the ball. But other than that, okay, all right, you're executing as we spoke about, you know, the techniques that we're teaching, all right? Now, you want to, from the communication standpoint, all right, you want to get the guys to be able, in coordination, communication, chemistry, all those nice words that we use as an offensive lineman. It's very important because we need to work together. So at a certain point, we're going to have to say, hey, we're going to develop these guys. They're going to communicate and see what happens. But you're always getting that those other guys. I mean, we got some guys, some young guys in our room, in the offensive line room. We have some veterans, okay, that maybe getting second team reps. And I can tell you this now, looking in their eye each and every day, all right, their attitude is, listen, I'm going to go get a job. And that's what, as a coach, that's what you love to see.
One of those guys, maybe Mike Romero, can you tell me what you've seen out of him?
You know, Mike has, you know, he's in my mind, he's still a young player. You're going to see some peaks and you're going to see some valleys. One thing I always tell Mike is, listen, he corrects. He really is he studies the game. He's a wonderful person to coach because he listens and he's trying to correct, okay, each and everything. And yesterday he had one of those peaks. Now he executed better than he did the day before. Now, what he has to, as a player, and all players, not only offensive linemen, is you can't now the next day dip down, okay? All right, you got to keep that steady climb, and then you're going to see. And I think from a coaching standpoint, what we're doing is we're in the process of evaluating him.
Where's Brett Jones coming in his development?
He's another guy that's really, he's developing each and every day, and he's got more peaks than he has valleys. He really has. And, you know, there's some things that he's getting accustomed to that he's talked to you about that I see that he's improvement.
Can you talk a little bit about Adam Geddes? You're going to be using him.
Yeah, Adam's another guy. I mean, Adam's another guy that's, you know, from the standpoint of, you know, where he was when he first, he was an unknown to me. I knew him in college, but from the, you know, I didn't know. You can smell what much tape. So, therefore, you know, I was really observing him each and every day, how he progressed, and I like the way he's going right now. I like the way he competes, okay, and fits in, and, you know, he's proven that he's going to continue to work to be able to stay around here and possibly start.
I asked this of Jerry Reese the other day, mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask it of you. Do you believe that you have enough guys here to put together?
Yes. That's why, and I mentioned earlier, we are talented enough. And, you know, what I'm saying to you, I've said to the offensive line in the room, guys, you know, we're going to sit around here and you're going to wonder if you're talented enough, then please stand up and leave, okay, because you're wasting everybody's time, all right, because you're sitting before me and I'm observing, yeah, there's some things you can do better, but that's why we practice, you know, that's why we practice. So we just have to, we have a ways to go. Now, I'm not going to stand before you and say, yeah, we've arrived. We have a long way to go, you know, and we've only had a few practices in the past.
How limited is Jeff Schwartz at this point? What are you seeing from him?
Well, you know, I think when you have an injury such as Jeff had, you're probably in your mind, and hopefully it's in the back of your mind, all right, until it leaves your mind, that you're cautious of people around you, okay, are they going to fall on it, you know, and then, you know, but, you know, the trainers keep, you know, I mean, he's full go. He's okay. He's fine. He recovered. But, you know, I think that that kind of is in your mind. But it'll take some time for him to work it out. But he'll get it out. He's a guy that's played this game long enough. He'll he'll get out of his mind and really turn it loose.
Obviously, you don't want injuries, but does it help in a way that a lot of these guys are going to get more experience in practice because you have a couple guys out? Does that help you at all?
Doesn't help me. It doesn't. I'm always in the process, and we are always, as a coaching staff, in the process of evaluating guys, everything they do. I can evaluate them in the classroom. I can evaluate them out here in the football field. You know, I want, in a perfect world, to answer your question, I want 15 guys going full speed all the time. Okay, I can handle 15. I can coach them, you know. I mean, I'm still 23 years old. I can go get them, you know. All right? And one of the guys said something about pass protection. I don't know. I don't watch myself. I just coach. And he said, man, you got a lot of energy. You know, this and that. Well, I mean, it's, you know, that's your job, right?